Hi there, folks. I want to thank you very much for enjoying the overnight with our flaming robot on love of love on WFMU RNC stream. And Tamara's up next. Take it away, Tamara.
This is a free country. That is a common phrase here in America, and it's true. America is a free country. Americans are free to say what they believe, to write what they wish, to go to the church of their choice, to discuss and to criticize. Once only kings had the rights Americans enjoy. And even today, almost half the world cannot read, write, speak, preach, nor pray without the consent of a ruler. These rights, which Americans take for granted, belong to the people of the United States because they are part of the law of the land, because they are guaranteed in large part to Americans in the first 10 amendments to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights.
It's not cricket to pick it, not cricket. Oh no, it's just not comme il faut to pick it. You haven't any right, you know, you're acting in great haste. Just think of the predicament in which your boss is placed. And entre nous, I think it's in exceedingly bad taste. Not cricket to pick it, not cricket. It's not cricket to pick it, not cricket. Atrocious and gauche, you know, to pick it. Go home and starve like gentlemen, not like a noisy brood. Real ladies never make a fuss, though they lack clothes and food. And money's never talked about, for that would be quite rude. Not cricket to pick it, not cricket. It's not picket to cricket, not picket. Uncultured and unmannerly to picket. You know you're misbehaving now, you mustn't lose your mind. You're being so inelegant and frankly quite unkind. Excuse my indiscretion, but you're all donned and refined. Not picket to cricket, not picket. It ain't ticket to stick it, not picket. Now officer, give each man there a cricket. Oh dear, where is your decency? No Vanderbilts or Astors would ask in such a vulgar way, befitting only dastards. I beg you, get the hell away, you lousy buncher. What do you mean disturbing the peace? Come with you, officer, you're bruising my bed.
Walking down the road, everybody yelling, hurry up, hurry up. But I'm waiting for you. I must go slow, I must not think bad thoughts. When is this world coming to? Both sides are right, then both sides murder. I give up.
This is the RNC remix. I'm Tamar, I'm having fun, which is good because I've been boiling mad these last couple of days. We've got the overture to Jimmy about J.J. Jimmy Walker, mayor of New York City in the background. But not for long, because I've got an hour in which to play the Bill of Rights. You know, those amendments to the Constitution that guarantee us freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom from unreasonable search and seizure. So, being in the middle of the morning, or early morning, or... I'm not a morning person. But it's okay, because I'm boiling mad. At least I was boiling mad yesterday. I'm really kind of tired today, but still boiling mad about the RNC coming to New York City, messing everything up, parading their lies, using 9/11 to garner sympathy and votes. And they didn't go through it anyway. Not the way we did. At any rate, we're going to be hearing more from the Constitution, more from the words of Thomas Jefferson, and from other patriots, true patriots of the United States of America, country that would be nice to take back.
By 1787, it had become evident to the colonies that the Articles of Confederation, which had been drawn up hastily during the Revolutionary War, were not strong enough to govern the United States of America properly. That year, all of the colonies, except Rhode Island, sent delegates to the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia to revise these articles. But the delegates soon agreed that a completely new constitution was needed. All that summer, they worked at drawing up a constitution which would set up a government of checks and balances. That is, with the power separated into three branches, each checking and balancing the others. They feared tyranny would result if too much power were concentrated in any one person or group of people. And while the delegates worked, the people waited and sang of their faith that this Congress would establish a government which would work for their good.
Upon our brave Congress may heaven bestow both wisdom and skill, our good to pursue.
But when the Constitution was sent to the 13 states to be approved, the people were still afraid they might be deprived of their rights by the strong central government it established. They wanted written down not only what the government could do, but what it could not do in interfering with the rights of the people. They knew that the kind of government they wanted, one which rests on the consent of the people and is run by the people, would not work unless the people were free to ask questions, to discuss, and to criticize. It would not work unless the churches, newspapers, and schools were controlled by the people, not the government. When a government controls ideas and thoughts, there is no true freedom. There is dictatorship. And so the people refused to approve the Constitution until a promise was made that the very first Congress would write down a list of rights held by the people. In response to this popular demand, 10 amendments were added to the Constitution and adopted in 1791 as the Bill of Rights. All over the nation, the people rejoiced as they read the rights which had been guaranteed to them by their government. Now we need never fear that our government will be able to control our ideas and thoughts or take away such rights as going to the church we like. These freedoms are all written down here in the Bill of Rights. This Bill of Rights is like a big no trespassing sign between the government and us, the people. The government can't go past that sign and trespass on those areas belonging to us unless we say it can. And this gives each person a responsibility, too. We must keep ourselves informed about what is going on in our government, and we must vote for the kind of public officials and the kind of laws that will keep the government democratic, a government answering to the people.
In the hands of people.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. The dollar by the nickels was banked, going bust. We know things are bad, worse than bad.
Bad.
They're crazy, 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 crazy.
10 seconds to commercial.
Sometimes extreme behavior can be the warning sign of a mental illness. Learn to see the sickness.
The President of the United States!
Regrettably, we now believe that only force will make him leave.
The sickness.
Regrettably,
bloodshed.
We now believe
strife.
That only force
riot.
Will make him leave.
Right!
I am certain our cause is just, a gallon of gas, and I am certain our cause is moral, loss of life. And I am certain our cause is right.
Give me the goddamn money. A new world order.
I don't know.
It's going to be all right tonight.
Lying.
Again.
I'm from the United States of Kiss My Ass.
Stupidity.
Again.
Kind of demoralizing the whole country.
Corruption.
Again.
Don't hate the media. Become the media.
Now, it's up to you.
Choice.
It's up to you.
Change the world.
It's up to you.
Please do your part.
What the truth is.
Television is not the truth. Television is a goddamn amusement park.
Regrettably, we now believe that only force will make him leave. Regrettably, we now believe that only force will make him leave.
The protesters are a tiny but vocal minority. The American people overwhelmingly support the President of the United States.
Ladies and gentlemen, how do you feel?
Bum, you get a job.
It's up to you.
Up to you.
Choice.
It's up to you.
Up to you.
Up to you.
one more time.
Power. It's up to you.
It's the right thing to do.
What's your
choice? It's up to you.
It's the right thing to do.
How do you feel?
Change the world.
It's up to you.
It's the right thing to do.
Do what's right.
It's up to you.
It's the right thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
What a group of kids we've sent out into the world.
Rights which it is useless to surrender to the government, and which governments have yet always been found to invade. These are the right of thinking and publishing our thoughts by speaking or writing, the right of free commerce, the right of personal freedom. It is a singular anxiety which some people have that we should all think alike. Would the world be more beautiful were all our faces alike? Were our tempers, our talents, our tastes, our forms, our wishes, aversions, and pursuits cast exactly in the same mold? If no varieties existed in the animal, vegetable, or mineral creation, but all move strictly uniform, Catholic, and Orthodox, what a world of physical and moral monotony it would be. These are the absurdities into which those run who usurp the throne of God and dictate to him what he should have done. Is a sharer in the direction of his republic and feels that he is a participator in the government of affairs, not merely at an election one day a year, but every day. When there shall not be a man in the state who will not become a member of some one of its councils, great or small, he will let the heart be torn out of his body sooner than let his power be wrested from him by a Caesar or a Bonaparte.
You're here for just a visit. You must be wondering just what is it makes us New Yorkers speak this cheerful way. I know the feeling, for the fact is, when I first came, I had to practice until I learned the proper things to say. It's not so hard, you'll see. Real natives never say, sorry, pardon me, or have a nice day. This New York poetry, it's easy to learn how. Try this with me now. Watch where you're going, motherfucker. Blow it out of your ear, you sucker. Saying these standard things, you can't go wrong. You can use schmuck on all occasions. And if Hispanics, blacks, or Asians call you a schmuck right back, then you belong. Now here's a simple test. See if you can pass. Someone pushes you and says, move your white ass. Do you say, excuse me, sir? The sign here says, don't walk. You do. You're not true New York. Now here's the correct way. Stick your third finger up and wag it. Say who you think you're pushing, faggot. Or if you feel Italian, try fondue.
New York poetry. If you would learn how, try this with us now. If you should get a parking ticket, tell the policeman where to stick it.
Or if I'm feeling French, how's Parquet?
From 14th to 42nd Street, from 4th Avenue to the Hudson, stands the largest area of undiluted vice and corruption in the world today. People of New York City, we must close up the Tenderloin.
Why can't this damn do-gooder keep his hands off little old New? Good enough for me.
Little old New York is plenty good enough for me. Keep your hands off, little old New York.
I don't want no Bible spouting, no gospel shouting, preaching all in a row, drying everything up, closing everything down. Don't want no roly-poly, purifying the town. Got a golden goose here, a running loose here. We don't need to compete. Let the minister work the other side of the street. That way we're all in clover with enough left over to tip the cup on the beat. That's my little old New York.
Mortified to be told that in the United States of America, a question about the sale of a book can be carried before the civil magistrate. Is this then our freedom of religion? And are we to have a censor whose imprimatur shall say what may be sold and what we may buy? And who is thus to dogmatize opinions for our citizens? Whose foot is to be the measure to which ours are all to be cut or stretched? Is a priest to be our inquisitor? Or shall a layman, simple as ourselves, set up his reason as the rule for what we are to read and what we must believe? It is an insult to our citizens to question whether they are rational beings or not, and blasphemy against religion to suppose it cannot stand the test of truth and reason. Say finally, whether peace is best preserved by giving energy to the government or information to the people. This last is the most certain and the most legitimate engine of government. Educate and inform the whole mass of the people. Enable them to see that it is their interest to preserve peace and order, and they will preserve them. And it requires no very high degree of education to convince them of this. They are the only sure reliance for the preservation of our liberty. Equal and exact justice to all men of whatever state or persuasion, religious or political. Peace, commerce, and honest friendship with all nations. Entangling alliances with none. The support of the state governments in all their rights. The preservation of the general government in its whole constitutional vigor. A jealous care of the right of election by the people. Absolute acquiescence in the decisions of the majority. A well-disciplined militia. The supremacy of the civil over the military authority. Economy in the public expense, the honest payment of our debts and sacred preservation of the public faith, encouragement of agriculture and of commerce as its handmaid, the diffusion of information and the arraignment of all abuses at the bar of public reason, freedom of religion, freedom of the press, freedom of person under the protection of the habeas corpus, and trial by juries impartially selected. These principles form the bright constellation which has gone before us and guided our steps through an age of revolution and reformation. The wisdom of our sages and the blood of our heroes have been devoted to their attainment. They should be the creed of our political faith, the text of civil instruction, the touchstone by which to try the services of those we trust. And should we wander from them in moments of error or alarm, let us hasten to retrace our steps and to regain the road which alone leads to peace, liberty, and safety. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Some of what we're listening to here on this Rights and Wrongs Hour on the WFMU RNC Remix. What are we listening to? Well, we've been hearing the words of Thomas Jefferson, brought to you by the United States Air Force Band and the Singing Sergeants. Peter Graves, guest narrator, from a record entitled America in Motion, produced Free the American Revolution Bicentennial, 1976. Thomas Jefferson left to the world a legacy which includes as many as 75,000 letters and papers dealing with every imaginable field of interest. And in creating We Hold These Truths, Sergeant Floyd E. Worrell, or Worley, poured through thousands of pages of resource material to arrive at the total of 1,078 words for narrator, which are spoken throughout the selection, and we're hearing the bits that I wanted to play. What else did we hear? We've been hearing, we heard a song from Mayer, the musical, based on Mayer by Edward I. Koch. We'll be hearing more from that, too. That was You Can Be a New Yorker, Too, which I'm very happy to play on the internet because I can't play it on the air because of words like motherfucker, which I can never say on the air. And we also heard... What else did we hear? We've been hearing also... Oh, Little Old New York. Oh, that's a good one. That's from Tenderloin, which is... one of many musicals about New York City. And a pretty good one, too. Not that I ever saw it, but I like that song. Protesting here, the RNC, the Republicans, the treatment of protesters by New York City Mayor Bloomberg. That would be Michael Bloomberg, CEO of NYC. Police corralled protesters marching peacefully, and I should say walking one by one up the sidewalk peacefully until they were penned in, told to disperse. They could not, and then they were arrested. That's not exactly what I call freedom of speech or freedom of assembly, nor do I see that as any form of protection of anybody's safety. So you can't argue that it's for security purposes. Unlike the concrete blocks that are lining 31st Street, 32nd Street, 33rd Street, and probably some other streets, but those are the ones that I tried to walk down. To shop. I was allowed to shop, by the way. This is the overture to Fiorello, yet another musical about a mayor of New York City. And we shall continue with more music.
Power to the people! in the paper.
Shoo-doo-doo-doo.
Just the other day.
Shoo-doo-doo-doo.
That freedom fighters.
Shoo-doo-doo-doo.
They are on their way.
Shoo-doo-doo-doo.
They come in by bus.
Shoo-doo-doo-doo.
And an airplane too.
Shoo-doo-doo-doo.
They would even walk.
Shoo-doo-doo-doo.
If you would ask them to.
And what he knows, you ain't got time to learn. Amendment 1.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
The First Amendment says Americans can go to any church they choose. They can say and write anything they believe. They can meet with their friends and discuss things. And without being afraid their heads will be chopped off, they can even complain to the government when they don't like something.
Establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
The First Amendment says Americans can go to any church they choose. They can say and write anything they believe. They can meet with their friends and discuss things. And without being afraid that their heads will be chopped off, they can even complain to the government when they don't like something.
Respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
The First Amendment says Americans can go to any church they choose. They can say and write anything they believe. They can meet with their friends and discuss things. And without being afraid that their heads will be chopped off, they can even complain to the government when they don't like something.
No is no. No is always no. If they say no, it means a thousand times no. No plus no equals no. All no's lead to no, no, no. Finger pointing, eyebrows low, mouth in the shape of the letter O. Pardon me?
No.
Excuse me?
No.
May I stay? Can I go?
No,
no,
no. No.
Don't do that.
No.
Sit, stay, roll over.
No, no, no.
Finger pointing, eyebrows low, mouth in the shape of the letter O. Red means stop.
Rumba. If you think that the two-step got 'em, just take a look at this number. It's got that certain swing that makes you wanna sing. Don't go left, but be polite. Move to the right, doing the reactionary. Close your eyes to where you're bound, and you'll be found doing the reaction. All the best dictators do it. Millionaires keep stepping to it. The 400 love to sing it. Ford and Morgan swing it. Hand up high and shake your head. You'll soon see red doing the reactionary.
Don't go left, but be polite. Move to the right.
Doing the reaction. Actionary.
Close your eyes to where you're bound, and you'll be found
doing the reactionary.
All the best dictators do it. Millionaires keep stepping to it. The 400 love to sing it.
Ford and Morgan swing it. Hand up high
and shake your head. You'll soon see red
doing the react.
Reactionary.
So get in it, begin it. It's smart, oh so very, to do the reactionary.
Sometimes I find myself staring at him at the board of estimate. You know how bored you get at the board of estimate. In spite of what you think, I don't dislike him. No, no, no. But maybe, I said just maybe, it's time, Ed, for you, Ed, to go. just 'cause you got some votes. You're not the mayor 'cause you give funny quotes. You're not the mayor 'cause you lead a parade. Your bed's at Gracie Mansion, but you ain't got it made. You're not the mayor 'cause when all said and done, there's two cities here and you're just mayor of one. And no cops salute you at City Hall. The bigger your head, Ed, the harder you fall. You think you're the mayor, they call you the mayor, but you're mayor of nothing at all. You're not the mayor, though you sit in his chair. You're not the mayor till you show that you care. You once were mayor, honey, but you forgot. There's lots of poor folks staying here whose mayor you're not. You're not the mayor, though you cleaned up the snow. This city don't love you for a snow job, you know. Your book's a bestseller, your life's a song. With friends in high places, hey, what could go wrong? But hold on to that rent controlled place in the village, or she won't be the mayor for long.
She's gonna get ya.
You won't be the mayor for long.
Tri-Jersey City,
you won't be the mayor.
Special RNC edition. Rights and Wrongs. I'm Tamar. This is WFMU. The RNC remix special internet stream. That was You're Not the Mayor. From Mayor. About Koch, who's not the mayor. Dragging people into the RNC. Boo hiss. What else did we hear? We heard a whole bunch of other stuff. Doing the Reactionary came from Pins and Needles. Actually, the 25th anniversary edition of the Hit Musical Review. That was featuring Barbra Streisand. And, oddly enough, Dead Kennedys, California Uber Alice. No, they might be giants. The U.S. Constitution, First Amendment. Boards of Canada. These boots are made for walking. By Jane Morgan. Sung by, at any rate. Governor Wallace from the SNCC Freedom Singers. Power to the People from Elvez. We're listening to music from Fiorello. I'm mad. Hope you're mad, too. More madness follows live on WFMU and on the RNC stream with Trouble and her special guest, so stay tuned for that.